Okay. I got one other question.
Yes, go right ahead.
I got a garage with a concrete slab on top of it for a little, there's a, like a patio or deck, you know, a concrete deck. You've seen those before?
Oh, I see. In other words, it's a garage that on top of it has a concrete roof.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, this was built in the 1920s, I think.
Yeah.
There's a crack or two, and when it rains, you know, you get some water coming through, not a tremendous amount. And there's got to be a way to do something with that. I just haven't thought it out. And I'm just wondering if you had any thoughts on something like that.
Sure. There's...
Grind out that crack and patch it or coat the whole thing with that rubber stuff talk about to put on a roof.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Chimney top or something.
It's easy. This is an easy solution, in my opinion. You obviously have full access to the top of the roof, and you can see the crack.
Yes.
How wide would you say the crack is right now?
It's just a hairline crack.
There's
no separation. It's just barely, I mean, if you put a coat of paint on it, you wouldn't see it.
Okay.
Really.
Okay, if it was bigger, then I would say I wouldn't even hesitate to go out to Blue Ash, to Janelle, and they sell there those wonderful concrete epoxy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The one of the things I think I might try, but you'd have to call the manufacturer first to see if this product is approved for horizontal use, is, have you heard me talk about that really neat product that is a brick sealer?
Yeah.
For chimneys?
Not a sealer. I mean, it's a...
It's really a neat product. It's, first of all, you would treat the top of this concrete...
Is this the silane siloxane?
First treat it with that, you know, the silane siloxane, which is just like putting water on.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you... First thing I would do, of course, is I would get out there with a pressure washer. It's one of the rare situations where I say it's okay to use a pressure washer.
Uh-huh.
And I would pressure wash that concrete so it's perfect, you know, like as clean as can be. Let it dry for 5 days, and then I would coat it with that silane siloxane product. And it's really important that when you put that on, and they tell you in the instructions, they want two coats on, but they've got to be applied pretty quickly, you know, one right behind the other.
All right.
You know, you don't put it on and wait for a day.
Mm.
Okay, because what happens is that as the first coat starts to dry, it then would actually repel the second coat because, you know, it's doing its job. See what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So then after that's done, you could either over the entire surface or just the crack only, you would apply that secondary coating, which looks like Elmer's glue. It's kind of a whitish product, and it has the consistency of like a white glue, and you just paint it on the crack area, and you go about 1 inch either side of the crack, and when that dries, it dries pretty much clear, and that product just will seal that crack. There's no doubt about it.
What is that you're saying to paint on the crack now?
Well, it's made by the same company. It's actually the masonry sealer. And what they make that for are these chimneys. In other words, all the people around town have got older chimneys, and you know, in a driving rain, the water actually seeps into the chimney. You can actually brush this stuff right on the mortar joints, right on directly to the mortar, and you lap it up onto the brick about 1/4 inch, and because that's where most of the water enters these chimneys, is between the contact point between the mortar and the brick, and it dries clear, and it really, really works. So I would love to see you try that first. But the problem is, as I'm saying, I don't know if that company has approved that product for horizontal use. Now, does the water pond on top of this roof when it rains, like you get a big puddle of water?
No, not really.
Oh, then I think you're going to have – I think it's going to work then. I think it's going to work really well.
Now, this – The thing you put on the crack is the same thing you put on the whole thing?
No, it's not. It's a the silane siloxane water repellent is a liquid that looks just like water, and it has the consistency of water.
Okay.
You put that on first, and you'll have that applied maybe within 15 minutes.
All right.
And you just you know, even both coats, you know, you just spray it real fast, you know, with a hand pump sprayer. Okay? And then you, right behind it, I mean, and half an hour later, you just get a small, the smallest quantity of that sealer, which is, you know, the smallest amount they have, and you just take an old paintbrush and paint it right over that crack. And it may be okay to put two layers on. And you paint it on just like you'd put paint on.
Okay.
It's and, you know, but it has the consistency of like a white Elmer's glue. See what I mean? But
uh-huh.
But believe me, when you brush it on and after it dries, it looks clear. You don't really see it.
And you say Janelle should have?
No, Janelle won't have that. I'll tell you the company that has this product is Janelle has the epoxy injection system.
Okay.
You know, if the crack was bigger, I'd say inject it with epoxy. But this product, can you get on the internet again?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Saver Systems. SaverSystems.
Okay.
All righty?
All right.
All right, Joe, I got a scoop, baby.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling, man.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Have a great day.